Welcome to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. Lloyd will be sharing the actual poetry he writes, including his reflections and scripture, to inspire your devotional relationship with God. Now, here is Lloyd Portman.
Come now, come to the table of my heart, the table of reason, where we can discuss issues tripping you up and work together on them. I am the one who washes your scarlet, transforming it to pure snow. Please don't resist or hide. The door to my heart is always open. You can't do this alone. The table of reasoning becomes the table of friendship and exchange. Rags for riches, righteousness for unrighteousness. It's free to exchange as you trade the rights to your life, losing your life to gain it. Here's the reflection. God is amazing how he draws us with loving kindness to exchange our sin for his righteousness. Humanity needs this table of exchange regularly as we journey through the areas which trip our lives up. The ultimate exchange we ever make is when we wholeheartedly give our heart over to him. In so doing, we give up our rights to our life, and this is the process of washing the scarlet. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, in the Amplified, it reads, "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be like wool." The interesting part of this verse is how the invitation from God, "Come now, let us reason together." This is an amazing statement from God, asking us to bring and state our case. The key word here is reason, and in the Hebrew, it means to bring your case, i.e. a legal case, to be vindicated or reasoned together. This invitation to discuss points with him really underscores God as one whom you can discuss things with and reason with. I get the picture here of God putting his arm around my shoulder and entreating me to state my case so that we can discuss it. I don't ever feel condemned by him. In Psalm 51, verse 10, in the Passion Translation, David cries out to God, "Create a new, clean heart within me. Fill me with pure thoughts and holy desires ready to please you." After God wins our heart, he then wants to establish a friendship with us. This is when we judge ourselves as being unworthy because of many of our own reasons that we can't. For example, we are not perfected enough yet to be granted that privilege. God loves us unconditionally in spite of the traditions of society we have had instilled in us that everything in life is conditional. How could we not respond to an invitation to be one of God's friends? Abraham was called a friend of God, and he had his issues. And looking at David, a man after God's own heart, his track record is well documented. The wonderful revelation about the table is the incremental work which happens within the friendship. This is where the transformation takes place as we give more of ourselves and our heart and die to ourselves. On one occasion when I was preparing a couple prior to their wedding, I had a revelation of them both standing at an altar. It wasn't a traditional altar as one would imagine. It was an altar of sacrifice. What I saw was each of them laying down their life for each other. It was a case of self-sacrifice, the ultimate of dying to self. God then showed me that if they don't die to themselves, the marriage could eventually fail. The more I walk with God, I realize how important this meeting table of developing friendship is. Here's some questions. If you looked at your life as an orange cut in half, how many segments of it are still yours and unpeeled? Point two. Have you ever traded any of these segments and in time found out you never really gave them over? This is part of dying to yourself and a process we will go through one step at a time as we do it. Point three. Whatever God builds, he tests. Have you noticed any of these tests happening after you have been at the table of exchange? List them and encourage yourself and build your faith.
Thank you for listening to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. For more information, please contact Lloyd by visiting our website at www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. That website address again is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. And be sure to download the free ebook on the website, and please subscribe to our podcast. That way you'll be notified when a new episode is published. Our website, one more time, is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. Until next time, God bless you.